Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are in season 10, and this is episode number 391. Wow. That is just amazing that we've had 391 episodes and still going, and still many exciting things to discuss. So in this episode, we are talking about when the past feels present. Because in season 10, it's trauma. We're talking about trauma, talking about the way that trauma impacts our brain. And one of the ways that it impacts our brain is that there is a piece and a part of us that is frozen in time at the time of traumatic events. Okay? We've talked about there is a difference in every single traumatic event. And most of us have experienced more than one. Several, okay? But in each of these events, there is a point in which the body and the mind and your whole lived experience is frozen. It is frozen in time in a survival state, okay? It is this frozen moment of terror, powerlessness, helplessness, and out of control. And in that moment, our nervous systems are so overwhelmed that we get frozen there. Okay. And I just need to say that because that is what happens in trauma. And when we get triggered, I'm not always in love with that word, but when we get triggered, when we become activated, we are back there in that frozen space and time, okay? We, in our nervous systems, okay? We are physiologically back there in that time and in that space, all right? So let me give you some examples of that. So if something happens where, I'll use myself as an example. I was in a really bad car accident about 3 years ago. And I was driving down the road, minding my own business, heading straight down a one-way street. And out of my peripheral vision, I see this gray blob flying towards me, okay? Hit me in my driver's side door, hit me so hard that I flew off the street and into a brick building, okay? Could not get myself out of the car and had to have the jaws of life remove me, okay? And sometimes when I am still driving down that same road and something catches me, it doesn't have to be a gray blob, but something catches me in my peripheral vision, I am back there. I am back there in that moment of freeze, hopelessness, helplessness, that moment of mortality where it's like, it's all over. It's that flash, right? The life flashes. So what is that? In that moment, when I see anything out of my peripheral vision and it takes me back to that space, I am in that same space, right? And it's unescapable. And it is what I call re-traumatizing to some degree. It is re-traumatizing every time you get activated to that degree and you don't have good skills in place to walk you through that, to quickly come to a space of ease, you know, to regulate yourself and your mind and your body and your emotions. Yeah? Okay. So that's one example. I work quite often in my private practice, as y'all know, with sexual addiction, compulsivity, and betrayed partners. So when we'll say a recovering addict, you know, sneaks away with their phone to take a phone call, and the betrayed partner witnesses this, they are not there in that space with their recovering partner. They are back a month, 3 months, 9 months ago, 3 years ago with their addicted partner who lied, who stole, who cheated, who betrayed. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing. So their reactions and their safety-seeking behaviors are the result of being activated and being back in that time, okay? They are back in discovery, okay? They are not in the here and now. They are not grounded. They are not present, right? That is the result of trauma, okay? And same thing with childhood trauma. When our partner, the people that we love, who support us, who care for us, who we, you know, care for and depend on, when they say or do something that activates that injured child in front of us, guess what they get? They get that injured child. Why do they get that injured child? Because you're back in the trauma. You are back in hearing, you know, that your emotions don't matter. You don't really feel that way. You don't really want that. You don't really mean that, right? You are back in child. You are back in the trauma. So, yeah. Survival mode activated. That is what happens. Your survival mode is reactivated. You are re-traumatized. Okay? You are not. It's not just I don't feel like I'm in the present. You aren't. You are not physiologically in the here and now, in this time, in this space. And that is why we feel out of our bodies. We feel completely dysregulated. We feel crazy. We feel unstable, right? We can see this happening. We can see this playing out and we can't stop it, right? It is scary. I work with a lot of people, and now when they hear loud noises, when they're in crowded spaces, when anything is reminiscent of the trauma, they exit the now and are frozen in that state of the past. This is very uncomfortable for all of us who experience it. And that's why it is so important to move into trauma recovery, to be able to experience that, notice that quickly, even notice when it might occur, maybe get in front of it, but have all types of skills in place, have truly reprocessed old traumas, have done, you know, parts work, you know, IFS work, EMDR, all of the therapies that allow them to still feel okay when they're experiencing that, to allow it to pass quickly and to reground themselves, you know, in a relatively speedy, you know, amount of time. I mean, I see people who can do that within a matter of seconds. They experience it, they notice it, they re-regulate themselves, they have skills in place, you know, to continue to regulate and ground their body, mind, and spirit, right? To get back in the now as quick as possible so that they can be present, so that they can relate, so that they can connect, so they can do all of the things that we as humans need to be able to do to have a life worth living. Okay? It can be done. And I'm just glad that we were able to have this conversation so people can understand what is happening to them in those moments. And if you can understand what is happening, you can make decisions now to work to build skills to overcome that and cope quickly. So thank you so much for showing up today, showing up for yourself. And if you liked this episode, please review it, please comment, and please subscribe, because we've got another 30 plus episodes coming your way on trauma recovery. Thanks so much. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.